Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We start this morning, though, with good news. A great friend of the show, great friend of mine, and one of the most popular performers on Irish radio will be back behind the desk here at 96 FM in a couple of weeks' time. He's back on his national radio show from last weekend, but he'll be back here in this studio in early June. I speak, of course, of our good friend Gareth O'Callaghan. Gareth suffered a very, very serious injury in a car crash in early March along Horgan's Quay on a Sunday afternoon. He broke his back, he broke ribs, he punctured his lung, and he was in a bad way. He is still recovering. He's still wearing this brace on his back. Looks like something out of a RoboCop movie, but it's helping him to get around and helping him to get back to work and helping him with his recovery. And as I say, he's well enough now to start going back on the air, and he'll be back here in a couple of weeks when I take a day or two off, and he'll also be covering for me in the summertime when I take some holidays. It's good to know you're on the mend, Gareth. Good morning.
Good morning to you, PJ. What a joy to talk to you again. I'm doing fine. I took my first few baby steps unaided with no mechanical devices this morning, which was wonderful, just across the kitchen. Yeah. So I know what it must have felt like when I was 11 months old and I took my first few steps.
What
the only
happened?
Thing I suppose about being 11 months of age is that you don't have any fear. I was terrified doing it.
What happened to you, my friend? A car accident on Horgan's Quay. That's all we know.
I got off the train and I'd been on the 12 midday train that Sunday. Paula collected me and I was looking forward to an afternoon watching the rugby and having a chat and catching up. And I remember we came onto Horgan's Quay. There was very heavy traffic because there was a match in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Mm. But we weren't in a hurry. And I said to Paula, Emma was in the back seat and everybody was happy. I said, you know what we're going to do next week? Middle of the week, we're going to go to Castletown Bear for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Bang. And that was it.
Whoa.
Bang. Like, I thought, what is that? And I knew instantly my back was in a very bad way. And I could feel, I don't know what it was. It was an energy like I've never felt in my life before. And I remember looking around seconds before the impact, because I knew Emma was moving around in the back seat. And I looked around and I said, have you got your seatbelt on? And she had sat forward at that stage to show me that the seatbelt was on, and bang. And Paula and Emma, I remember saying, get out of the car. Be careful, get out of the car. Because the car was shunted forward into the car in front and then into the car in front of that again, all four cars. And people were running around outside, and someone opened my door, a man, I don't know who he was, and he said, can you hear me? Are you okay? And he took my hand. I remember he took my hand and he said, can you breathe? And I said, I can't breathe. I can't move. So at that stage, I could hear Paula shouting to someone, can you ring an ambulance? Can you ring the fire brigade? So I knew it was very bad and I couldn't move. And, I'd never experienced pain like it, so I knew at that stage that definitely my back was very badly injured, but also I knew my lung was definitely punctured because I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
But I could hear the sirens within minutes. I'd never heard so many sirens. I could hear them coming from all over the city. And then I could hear the emergency personnel trying to, you know, get control of the whole situation. And a paramedic kneeled down beside me and he said, "My name is Robbie. Can you hear me now? And just talk to me if you can." And I pointed to my chest and I told him I couldn't talk and the pain was excruciating. So he gave me some pain relief to the arm. Mm. And that helped to sedate me. And then I think Paula came over to me. She was very, very upset. And I could see by her, she was also injured. But God bless her, she was trying to take control of the whole thing. And I just said, "How is Emma?" And she said, "Emma's okay. She's in the back of one of the ambulances, being treated." And with that, the fire brigades arrived. And the crews from Anglesey Street, just one of the lads reassured me. He said, "We're just going to put a blanket over you and we're going to cut the roof off the car. It's the only way we can get you out at this stage." So I remember a gentle rain falling when the roof came off.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget the sound of the cutters. It was extraordinary, the way the car was like vibrating.
Yeah.
And almost like you would peel off a lid on a sardine tin, the roof literally lifted off.
I did a feature actually, Gareth, years ago for a radio show where I sat in and was cut out of a car like that.
Yeah.
And I often thought to myself, "Christ, I don't ever want to do this for real." It must be a terrifying moment.
It was like a fire blanket over, it covered me from head to toe. They sort of tucked it around me to prevent shards of glass and metal and debris getting into my face and into my eyes and hair. So really it was pitch black and I was listening to this sort of vibrating in the car and like a screeching noise like I've never heard in my life before as they literally cut each corner. Mm. Of the roof away and just lifted it. And then they took the blanket off. And then they got a plinth in underneath me and slid me back across what remained of the back of the car and out the back, what would have been the back window. Mm. And then got me onto one of the stretchers. And incredible work on behalf of the emergency services, the Gardaí, the paramedics, the firefighters. I can't thank them enough. I think it was Greenwatch were on that day. One of the retired firefighters who's a great friend of mine, he was one of the lads there a couple of years back, but he thinks it was Greenwatch. But it was then that I realized when I got out into the open air, we were just surrounded by a sea of ambulances, fire brigades, Garda jeeps, Garda motorbikes. That's when it dawned on me, you know, what sort of a kind of a calamity the whole thing was. It was awful. But I knew once I was on the stretcher, I could feel my toes, and that was all I wanted to feel. I just wanted to know that I could feel. I still had sensation in my feet.
Yes. Because you must have been terrified at that point. My back is gone. Just how badly is it gone?
Yeah, I think there's that belief most people have that when they hear you've broken your back, that's it. What happened with me was that I had damaged the spinal column and I had bruised the nerves.
Hmm.
But thanks to modern medicine, nerves can grow back where it's not a complete fracture. So by later that night, x-rays had been taken and two of the neurosurgeons visited me. I was in the critical decisions unit at that stage, just alongside A&E, and they said to me, "We may have to perform surgery. It's quite a serious injury on your back."
Mm-hmm.
I was terrified. You know, we were trying to make a decision within, you know, the time that they were standing there.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work.
You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah. Talking to each other and talking to me. So, as it turns out, thankfully, it was postponed, and I'm grateful that it was postponed because I have been recovering naturally since then, which is wonderful. A lot of pain relief, huge amount of pain relief.
Yeah.
OxyContin I was on for almost 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Looking back, it flew, but while I was there, it felt like a lifetime. But
yeah.
I'm very, very grateful to the staff. CUH, where I was for the first 3 weeks, and then the South Infirmary, where I was for the last,
yeah,
my last 3 weeks.
You're 10 weeks since now, or nearly 11 weeks, and
yeah,
you're still got, I was joking with you, the RoboCop attachment. You're in a brace.
Yeah, it's called a TLSO. It's like one of these protective jackets that you see security personnel and the Gardaí wearing. Now,
yeah,
it's much different, obviously. It's designed for people with spine injuries. So what it is, it has these great big steel plates at the back of it and around it. It prevents your back from bending, and it prevents your ribs from moving around.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, but your ribs can move like an accordion, and that's,
mm-hmm,
the last thing they want. They couldn't have let me home if I hadn't been able to wear this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're home with a couple of weeks now. Back, we won't say match fit, but performance fit.
I am, and I'm so grateful that, you know, my voice is still intact. The lung has recovered.
Yeah.
There are no delayed injuries there. Everything has recovered well. And, you know, taking advice from everyone, the occupational therapists, from the physiotherapists, from Mr. Declan Reedy, who's the spine surgeon in CUH,
mm-hmm,
an absolutely wonderful guy, with a very charismatic way about him, because I think it's a terrifying situation to find yourself in when you don't know what the future holds.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a fantastic way of reassuring me that it's all part of the recovery process. And I was with him again there last Friday, and he's delighted with the progress.
You gave us all a fright, you old divil, you.
Gave myself a fright. I gave my poor wife an awful fright. But when we hear about these types of accidents on the news there or on your show, we tend to say, oh, thank God, I hope everyone's going to be okay, that no one was killed, no one died,
mm,
that hopefully people will be able to regain full health again. But when suddenly there's a bang and your life is literally put on hold,
mm,
it is the most terrifying moment I have ever experienced in my life. It really, really is.
Those of us who do this job and are lucky enough to do it, Gareth, we're formed as professionals by the lives we've lived. When you come back here in June, every experience gives you something more to bring to what we do, doesn't it?
That's a brilliant way of putting it. You're absolutely right. I was asked recently by a good friend of mine. He's a psychologist, and I've needed him. I think we've all needed the help of the psychologists and the counselors over the last few weeks. But he said to me, on a personal level, what have you learned from this experience?
Mm.
Which is interesting, because I never gave it much thought. And he said, don't tell me the answer now. Think about it and tell me next week. because we've all had to do a little bit of counselling, unsurprisingly, because the trauma was horrendous.
Sure.
It still is to a degree. But I came back to him and I said to him, do you know something? One thing I've learned about is we postpone our happiness for retirement. We postpone looking for it, often until it's too late.
Yeah.
Because we don't get back that time. And that's one thing I remind myself when I wake up and I'm in pain or when I can't sleep at night, because there were a couple of internal issues as well. And you're sitting there in the bathroom and you're miserable for an hour and a half at 3 o'clock in the morning. One thing I say to myself is, I am happy that I'm alive. I'm so relieved that I'm getting better. And look at all I have ahead of me, which is something I never really focused on before. You know, even sitting here now earlier this morning, like you having your cup of tea, I was up about 8 o'clock. It was a beautiful morning. And Saturday when we got up, we were up about five and we were on the road heading up past the Galtee Mountains and the Slieve Blooms, and the sun was beautiful. It was a perfect summer's morning. And these are things we don't take into our lives enough. Look at that beautiful blanket of fog there. Look at the mountains.
Yeah.
Look at that sunrise. They're the moments that we have forgotten about. Certainly I had, and I cherish them now more than ever.
Take joy from tiny things. Gareth,
yeah.
We look forward to having you back in studio the June weekend. Take care, my friend, and give my love to Paula and to everybody else.
Thank you so much. By the way, PJ, before you go, congratulations on the thousands of new listeners you have.
It's
I wanted
great.
To congratulate you. I know I said it, I texted you over the weekend, but I want everyone to know that I'm so proud of you and Emer and Fergal and the team. I think it's just amazing. I mean, when you know yourself, when you've been doing your job for years and years and somebody turns around and says, you've thousands of brand new listeners for the first time. That's an amazing achievement. So you enjoy that moment and congratulations.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Talk to you soon.
Cheers, fella. Cheers, Gareth. Thanks.
Cork's 96 FM.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.